Description part. Terence Kormoski, like Tom, E-R-R-E-N-C-E-K-O-R-M-O-S. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation on 7/21. Sorry, he's here for a new patient evaluation on 7/21/2023. Date of birth is 6/26/1990. Oh, sorry. 6/6/1990. And date of accident is 12/1/2021. The patient's chief complaint is severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back with radiation to the left left leg anteriorly and posteriorly, as well as into the left knee. The pains are moderately severe and associated with associated with no headaches though, but they are related to an automobile accident. The patient suffered on 12/1/2021 as the responsible reason for the issues. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that on 12/1/2021 around 11:30 a.m. he was traveling as a rear passenger on the left side in a Lyft car with his brother and a friend. The brother was in the middle and the friend was in the right passenger seat. And it was a black Lyft car. And the accident happened on Linden and Auto Drive in West Detroit, LYNDON, West Auto Drive in West Detroit. So the accident happened like this. They were going down on Linden and stopped on a stop sign. The other car came from a side street and did not stop on the stop sign. And he hit the front of their car to the side and back of the front. The impact caused him dazed and he hit the head into the side door, knee and back to the door, whiplash. However, there was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, no bleeding, no laceration, no ulceration, and no head injury directly. The airbags were not deployed. Patient was not wearing seat belts, and there was a not a loss of consciousness, but felt dazed, and it was a hit and run accident. And police arrived at the scene, and ambulance arrived at the scene. And the patient reported that he did not go to the ER on the day of accident. He went to Dr. Shukra in Michigan Pain Clinic. Shukari at the Michigan Pain Clinic, and there were multiple issues, especially transportation issues, insurance issues, and there was a disruption of the treatment because of them. So the chief complaint is severe, moderately severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back. And there is no radiation to the arms or fingers from the neck pain. Lower back pain, however, radiates to the left arm, left leg anteriorly, and it is reported to be 8 and off and on as numbness, tingling with the involvement of first, second, and third toe, according to the patient. Occasionally, there is radiation in the posterior part of the thigh and leg. The pains are continuous, and there is no incontinence or erection problem or any other issues. Mild pain in the left knee is also reported. The patient says that these pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, and they are 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, walking, and improved by nothing. The pains are associated with numbness, tingling, pain center of the left leg, and occasional muscle weakness of the left leg, but denies any bladder, bowel, incontinence. So far, he has had x-rays and MRIs, and in the past treatment, patient reports he has had a physical therapy for last 1.5 years. Acupuncture has not been done, chiropractic treatment has not been done, only pain physician who provided trigger point injection and injection to the knee and the back, and cortisone injections were given. EMG has not been done, no surgery has been done. In the system review, please look into the chart. There is a shortness of breath, COPD. In the heart disease, there is chest pain, high blood pressure. In psychiatry, there is a depression and anxiety. Past surgical history, left shoulder surgery in 2009 at DMC Hospital, I believe. Allergy to Motrin. And family history is as follows. The mother is alive, borderline diabetes, aneurysm, stroke, hypertension, asthma, and father is deceased with heart disease. Siblings are living, and two brother and no sisters, and there is one brother with scoliosis. In relationship status, patient is single and lives with girlfriend, mom, and brother. And current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. And he is working at Taco Bell, and he has to stand all day long. He also do a speedway stalking, and he lifts 20 pound, 30 pound all day long, stands all day long. Legal history, patient has Loblaw firm. Disability history, patient never filed a disability. Personal history, patient does not drink, he does smoke, does not use recreational drugs. ADLs are affected as follows. The patient reports that ability to lift dinner plate is affected 10. Personal hygiene, writing and dialing a phone is affected 9. The bathing, dressing, vacuuming are affected 7. Toileting is affected 6. Rest of them are not affected much. No history of any headaches or any TBI symptoms are informed. Patient does bring his MRI. The physical examination blood pressure is 172 over 136. Pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100. Height is 6'1 and weight is 285. This is a 33-year-old white male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, choleomycia. He does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces are noticed. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and he is able to walk reasonably well with the use of cane. The walk is not antalgic. He was given tens unit before, but it was broke. Back brace chewed up by the dog, knee brace was chewed up also. So he has been provided with a tens unit back brace and knee brace for that reason. Anyway, the rest of the physical examination is the same from the template, including the neurological examination and musculature examination. No muscle spasm are noticed. The gait is normal. So musculoskeletal examination or inspection, palpation is completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Hypertonicity, zero. And 10 trigger point, none. In the range of motion, cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50 bilateral side flexion, 40 bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar region, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, and Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative, thoracic spine root test, slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally with 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise test positive, Pedder test negative, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints are found to be slightly tender but not overtly. Standing flexion test and iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Paper test is positive on the left side. Gonsalon test is positive on the left side. Other than that, no positive finding. Central work sign is negative. Extremities examination. Except for the left shoulder and left knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Warm to touch, well perfused, no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins, range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length expansion is noticed. Gait is normal. Examination of the left shoulder. On inspection, the appearance of the shoulder is normal. No dislocation, no laceration, contusion. In palpation, there are no crepitus or any abnormal finding. Tenderness. Range of motions are normal on passive motion. Active motion is limited to 110 degrees of abduction. Muscle strength 4x5. Special test for rotator cuff were done. Hawking Kennedy test is positive. Speed test, near test are positive. And anterior posterior apprehension test is positive for the left shoulder. The examination of the distal hand and wrist does not reveal any deficiencies. Carpal compression test is negative. Balance sign, Thielen sign is negative. Examination of the knee joint on inspection, no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry is noticed. No crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise heard. The range of motions is 135 degrees. Full flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer absent. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. General is 110 V89.2 X60. R26.89, Z79.891. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Shoulder left M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Left knee M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S 33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan clear for Terence Cormor is from the template. Treatment plan for Terence Cormor is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for this patient for neck, mid back, lower back for 2 times per week. With traction and massage, with thermal modalities. The disability is as follows: the patient can work 7 hours 6 days for 7 pound lifting limit. No other disabilities are marked. Medications: patient is provided the following medications, which are Actually, the medications are on hold because he already has a medication filled for Tramadol on 419. And his MRIs were not available at the time of the visit with the patient. So the prescription was on hold. No narcotic analgesics are provided. No non-narcotic. Non-pharmacological modalities is home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. These records were available after the patient visit. Here they are. In the left shoulder MRI, dated 2022 February, for the left shoulder, there is a healed fracture of the left humeral head with some susceptibility, with artifact from post-operative hardware, some residual narrow edema at the fracture margins. Diffuse thinning of the supraspinatus tendon suggested by atrophy, accompanied with high-grade humeral surface partial tears of the anterior fibers of supraspinatus tendon. Cervical spine shows a bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, compressing of the cervical sac. Left knee MRI shows grade 1 to 2 contromalacia, the interfacetal region of patella, edema of the superolateral aspect of the Hoffa fat pad, small to medium sized Baker's popliteal cyst. In the lumbar spine, there is a broad-based herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, compressing the ventral thecal sac with the increased T2 signal of edema inflammation associated with annular fissures. And causing mild right cerebrofemoral stenosis. These findings will be discussed with the patient on his next visit. Interventional pain procedure, none are being considered, but however, the patient has been informed. But because of the positive finding, he will benefit from lumbar epidural steroid injections time 4 to 6, as well as cervical epidural steroid injection 2 or 3, and left knee injections intraarticular, and injection of the left shoulder joint intraarticular, as well as to the supraspinatus tendon. These procedures will be scheduled and conducted as per convenience of the patient and us. We go from there. Refer to neuropsych is not needed. Attended care casework is not needed. Surgical options none. Osmotical records are going to be ordered and released. Investigations. No new investigations are being undertaken. DM is patient is provided with a back brace, neck brace, left knee brace, as well as for the tension to bring in some further help. Education is yes, weight loss program is also discussed. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.